Welcome back. In this lesson, we're flipping an amen style break into a gritty, rolling drum and bass variation with that dark, smoky warehouse energy, all inside Ableton Live 12, and all with stock tools. The big idea is simple. We're not just looping the break, we're going to warp it cleanly, slice it to a drum rack, rewrite the groove with a kick and snare skeleton, then add ghost notes and texture so it rolls. After that, we'll darken it, rough it up, and put it in a believable space without washing out the punch. Alright, let's set the stage. First, set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot, fast enough to feel like drum and bass, but not so fast that your groove turns into a blur. Keep it in 4/4. Quick optional setup move. Go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch, and consider turning Auto Warp Long Samples off. It just prevents Ableton from making assumptions behind your back. We want control here. Now import your Amen style loop. Drag it onto an audio track. Double-click the clip so you're looking at it in clip view. Turn warp on. Before we do anything fancy, we're going to do the most important beginner skill in breakbeats. Lock the pocket. Because at 172, tiny timing mistakes feel huge. Turn on your metronome. Loop 2 bars. Now listen. Does the snare land solidly on beats 2 and 4 with a click? If it feels like it leans late, or early, or like it's flaming against the grid, that's usually your downbeat marker. Zoom in and find the real first downbeat transient. Usually it's a kick. Right-click that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then play it again with the metronome. This is worth repeating until it feels planted. Don't start processing yet. Don't slice yet. Get this right first. If you don't know the original tempo, a great move is to right-click at that first transient and choose warp from here, straight. That gives you a clean starting point. Now set the loop brace so it's exactly 2 bars, assuming your break is 2 bars. If it's 1 bar, make it 1 bar. Turn loop on, and make sure it cycles perfectly with no weird hiccups at the end. For warp mode, choose beats. This is a classic for chopped breaks because it stays tight. Set preserve to transients, turn transient loop mode off, and set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. Lower envelope gets more choppy and tight. Higher gets smoother. We're going for tight. Cool. Now we flip it. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. One slice per transient. Use the default slice to drum rack preset. Now you've got a MIDI track with a drum rack full of slices, and a MIDI clip that recreates the original break. Rename this track something like Amen Flip Rack, because once you start duplicating variations, you'll thank yourself. Now we build a new 2-bar variation. Open the MIDI clip. You'll see a lot of notes. That's basically Ableton re-triggering every slice in order, which is why it sounds like the original loop. Our job is to simplify and recompose. Solo this drum rack track. Then in the drum rack, click pads until you find your main snare. It's usually the loudest crack. Find the main kick too. When you find them, rename those pads snare and kick. It sounds tiny, but it makes you faster immediately, and it helps you think like a drummer, not like a sample browser. Now delete most of the notes in the MIDI clip. Seriously. Beginners often keep too much, and then wonder why it doesn't feel like a flip. Think in two layers. Core hits and texture. Core hits first. Classic drum and bass skeleton is snare on 2 and 4. So in bar 1, put your snare on 1.2 and 1.4. In bar 2, snare on 2.2 and 2.4. Now add kick. Keep it simple and functional. Bar 1. Put kick on 1.1, then another kick around 1.1.3 or 1.1.4, and another on 1.3. Bar 2. Put kick on 2.1 and 2.3. Play that. If it already feels like it wants to run forward, you're in the zone. Now we make it roll. Ghost notes. These are the quiet little hits that create motion and that breakbeat language without turning into chaos. Choose a few small slices. Maybe little hat ticks, little snare crumbs, little room noise. Place a few just before the snare. For example, try hits at 1.1.4 and 1.3.4, and in bar 2 at 2.1.4 and 2.3.4. Here's the key. Lower the velocity. Ghost notes should live around 30 to 60. Your main hits should be higher. A fast velocity mapping guideline is accents around 90 to 120, main hits 70 to 95, ghosts 25 to 55. If everything sits between 70 and 100, it'll feel flat no matter how correct your pattern is. Also, use the fold button in the MIDI editor so you only see the notes you're actually using. That keeps your brain focused. Now, a super practical beginner-friendly improvement. Open a few pads in the rack and check simpler. Put the slices into one-shot mode so hits don't cut off weirdly. And for noisy slices like hats and little room ticks, consider using choke groups so they don't overlap into a messy wash. You're basically telling the rack, only one of these can play at a time, which keeps your groove clean at high BPM. Nice. Now we're going to make it smoky. We're going to process the whole drum rack track with a straightforward chain. In this order, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, auto filter, then glue compressor. The order matters because we're cleaning first, shaping punch, adding grit, then darkening, then gluing. Start with EQ8. Put a high pass around 30 HC, 24 dB per octave, just to remove rumble. Then listen for boxiness. A small dip around 250 to 450 HC, maybe 2 to 4 dB, Q around 1.2, often clears that cardboard room tone. If your break is dull, a tiny lift around 3 to 6 kHz can help, but be careful. We want warehouse dark, not shiny EDM top end. Next, drum bus. This is your punch and control dirt. Set drive around 10 to 25%, crunch around 5 to 15%. Go easy because it can get fizzy fast. Turn boom off, because brakes can get muddy if you add extra low resonance. Turn transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 15, so the hits speak clearly. Damp around 10 to 30% helps tame harsh top. Next, saturator. Choose analog clip. Put drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then adjust output so you're not just getting louder. A quick teacher note here, a lot of warehouse tone is really gain staging. Try to keep the drum rack track peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB before the master. If the vibe gets brittle, reduce input and compensate with output instead of pushing more drive. Next, auto filter. This is instant smoke. Use a low pass 24 dB filter. Start around 12 kHz and pull it down into the 7 to 10 kHz range until the break feels darker, like it's in the air of a room. Add a touch of resonance, like 5 to 15%, just enough to give character. If you want subtle movement, add a tiny envelope amount, like 5 to 10%, so hits open the filter slightly. Finally, glue compressor. This is glue, not destruction. Attack 3ms, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you're seeing maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Makeup off, and set output manually. We're trying to make it feel like one drum performance, not flatten it. Now let's add space the right way. Return tracks, not inserts. This is how you keep punch. Create return A and call it warehouse verb. Put reverb on it. Size around 30 to 45. Decay 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the snare keeps its crack before the room shows up. Low cut 250 to 400 HC so the reverb doesn't cloud the low mids. High cut 7 to 10 kHz so it's dark, not glossy. Set dry slash wet to 100% because it's a return. Now send to it lightly. Start the send around minus 18 to minus 12 dB, and think like an engineer. Send mostly snare and ghosts, not the kick. If you send the whole break, you'll lose impact. Create return B and call it dub echo. Add echo. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16. 3/16 feels super jungle. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Darken it with a filter. Low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Keep modulation low, just a touch. Dry slash wet 100%. Use echo like a phrase tool. A little hit at the end of a bar or on a fill, not constantly. That's what makes it feel like a big space without turning into soup. Now we need the actual flip moment. A one bar fill. Duplicate your two bar MIDI clip. In the last half of bar 2, add extra snare slice hits in a 1/16 rhythm. Keep it intentional, not random. Then replace one kick with a tom or hat slice to surprise the ear. For a quick ear candy move, a reverse snare. In the drum rack, duplicate your snare slice to a new pad. Open simpler, turn on reverse. Then trigger that reverse hit right before a main snare, like at 2.1.4 or 2.3.4. That little inhale into the crack is instant warehouse drama. Optional beginner automation. On the last eighth note of the fill, automate the auto filter frequency down quickly like a tiny tape stop illusion. It's not a real tape stop, but it reads like momentum collapsing for a split second, which makes the next downbeat hit harder. Now, groove. We're going to add swing carefully. Open the groove pool and pick something subtle like swing 16-65. Apply it lightly, timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity amount 0 to 10% if you want a tiny bit of dynamic variation. If you overdo swing at 172, it can feel messy fast, so keep it controlled. Another option, if you want more human feel without swing, is micro-nudging. Pick 2 to 4 ghost notes and nudge them 1 to 3 milliseconds early, so they pull into the snare. Keep main kick and snare on the grid. Now let's arrange this into an actual drum and bass structure, so it feels like music, not a loop. Here's a simple 32-bar plan. Bars 1 through 8. Intro. Use your main break but filter darker, like auto filter around 6 to 8 kHz. Keep it sparse. Maybe a little echo hit here and there. Bars 9 through 24. Drop. Bring the full break variation in. Keep your returns tasteful, and consider adding a tiny bit more echo right at phrase ends. Bars 25 through 32. Variation and fills. For bars 25 to 28, adjust your ghost pattern slightly, like add one extra texture hit or change one slice. Then for bars 29 to 32, use your one bar fill every 4 bars, or at least at the very end. A key drum and bass arranging trick. Every 8 bars, do something. One beat of silence. An echo spike on the last snare. A quick low pass dip. A reverse snare into the next section. Small events make the track feel alive without overproducing it. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid while you work. If the groove feels late or sloppy, don't blame processing. It's almost always the warp marker. Go back to 1.1.1 and redo the metronome check. If it still sounds like the original loop, you kept too many slices. Strip it back to core hits and rebuild. If it's cloudy, you're probably reverbing the whole break. Send snare and ghosts more than kick. If it's harsh, you're overdriving the top end. Pull back drive and darken with auto filter and smart EQ instead of pushing distortion harder. And if it feels robotic, it's velocity. Ghost notes need to be quiet, and accents need contrast.